that I have a magical stone in my house that prevents tiger attacks. Hasn't been a tiger attack. Those two things have to be connected, right, Kat?
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
It's a Saturday night. I am Josh Hadley. With me, as always, is the original kitten with a whip, Kat.
What? When did I get a whip?
Kitten with a whip's an old 60s movie. Never mind. It was supposed to be a compliment.
I'm not sure.
Well, maybe with 50 Shades of Grey coming out this week, it's not. But it was meant as one.
I'm okay with being vivacious. I don't know how I feel about whips.
Okay, she's not the kitten with the whip then. Charlie will not be with us this week because, well, he's been fired for a week. He didn't actually do anything wrong, but he had to take the week off, so I arbitrarily fired him until next week, but whatever.
It's the principle of the thing.
Yes. If he lets his real life get in the way of this, then he doesn't have his priorities straight.
The audacity.
My God, man. Jeez.
Standards. Standards.
Then he doesn't get to hear me say, you know what you need to do is go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT to get 10 free gifts, to get 6 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping. He doesn't even get to... There was no segue this week without him. I mean, do you see how... That son of a bitch.
I really am not good at doing segues, so... Yeah, like...
You've set me up unintentionally for a couple.
Yeah, just like one or two, but usually Charlie's really good about setting it up, and without him... Without Charlie...
He's not good at setting it up. He's good at bending it over.
Poor Charlie.
Oh, yeah. If he's not here, he's totally rife for getting picked on. Let's just go into...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I wasn't 100% sure what I should do for dumbest thing. I figure I'm going to go with people that think anything that's not English is Spanish. The population of Vermont, Kat, is getting all pissy because a Vermont lawmaker wanted to change the state motto, Stella Quarta Decimia Fulgrat, in addition to the official one that's already on there. That's Latin, by the way. He is being accused of trying to introduce Spanish into the American courthouse, into the Vermont courthouse. People like, we live in America, not Spain. You a USA citizen. Learn and understand the language. Seriously, last time I checked, real Vermonters were speaking, not speaking, speaking English, not Latin. Good God. How do you say idiotic senator in Spanish? I'd settle for deport illegals in Spanish as a backup motto. It just goes on from here. Did you see this, Kat?
I did. I tried to wash my brain of it just due to secondhand embarrassment for our country.
Okay, Latin and Spanish are not the same thing. Do you guys realize that e pluribus unum, you know, like on our money and all that stuff? That's Latin. It's not Spanish. That's not Mexican.
I don't understand how you can make this sort of mistake if you've ever looked at a dollar bill or anything like that. You have to know that Latin is a thing that we use a lot for no particular reason, but we still do use Latin quite a bit in this country. How do you not know the difference? I can understand if maybe you have gone out of your way never to learn a foreign language because, goddammit, you're a fucking American and Americans speak fucking English.
No. We speak American. I'll read another one of these.
We do speak American. It's terrible.
No, this is America, and our language has been American since the beginning. We don't need to change it for a few. A few who? Are the Latins a problem?
Like, is that an issue? Are we really worried about Latin making a comeback? Because it's a dead language.
Hell no, this is America, not Latin America. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
There's a certain irony to that.
Yeah, that's from one tweet, by the way. I didn't mush a couple together there. The stupidity of this was funny, but it's also, it goes back, remember a couple of weeks ago, how we talked about how in Texas, being Muslim means you're not American and you don't have American values because you're not a Christian.
Right.
I think people are idiots, but they can be dangerous idiots.
Well, I mean, they're certainly idiots because they don't know the difference between Spanish and Latin.
It's all foreign to me.
Yeah, it's all non-American. Therefore, it hates freedom.
Well, let's go to a different kind of stupid. This kind's a dangerous kind of stupid. Yes, Kat, we're talking rape again.
Oh, goody.
Seems like we can't escape rape for some reason, which is just ridiculous. And it's the Republicans again. Imagine that, right?
It holds you down and forces it upon you.
Republican Brian Kersaba, I'm just going to read his quote. "Obviously, rape is awful. What is beautiful is the child that could come from this," unquote.
There is nothing redeeming about rape. I don't know how to explain it to some guy who's obviously never going to bear a child or anything, but if somebody wanted a child, they would find a way to have a child.
Forcing them to deal with their rapist, literally the aftermath of their rape for the next 18 years and possibly have to share custody with their rapist, that's not a beautiful thing.
No, it's not. A beautiful thing is when two people who really love each other have a baby. That's a beautiful thing. A guy holding somebody down and forcing himself on her, which results in an unwanted pregnancy, is not a beautiful thing. This is how you have really, really fucked up lives for people. There is nothing beautiful about rape. None of its aftermath is beautiful.
But then there's also the weird religious angle, because Indiana State candidate Richard Murdoch said that rape babies are gifts from God. Basically, God wanted you to have a baby, you weren't doing it, so he had you raped, so you will have the baby that you were supposed to have. It shocks me when people go, Republicans aren't evil, they're not backwards, they don't hate women. Show me one Republican that has said anything that is not hateful or stupid towards women.
Seriously, God does not want you to get raped. There is no God out there who is just like, you know, this bitch needs to get pregnant. And she's not doing it, so I'm going to lead a man into sin in order to... That doesn't even make sense! There's no line of logic there. If your God is a loving God...
Sin, would the guy be in sin, though, if he was doing it on the act of God?
Well, I would assume so, because rape is obviously awful, unless it's producing a child. Like, I don't understand. There is no logic here. There is no logic. It is just justifying something that is truly terrible that they don't want to have to deal with.
Well, and then you also have rape is the woman's fault again.
Of course, always.
Let's go to Arizona for this one. Okay, a man named Jacob Harvey, he's a 20-year-old convicted rapist. Funny that. He was in a class. He raped his teacher. He waited until he was the only one in class and she was trying to teach the lesson. And he held her down. He stabbed her in the head with a pen repeatedly, tore off her clothes, and raped her. The Arizona Attorney General is saying it's her fault. She knew he was a rapist and knew better than to be alone in a room with him.
This isn't a prison. I don't know if we said that at the beginning, but this isn't a prison.
That it's her fault for being raped by a rapist because the guards did not do their job.
Because she knew the dangers and they left her a radio or something?
They left her a radio tuned to the wrong frequency. So when she called for help, it went into dead air. And obviously she's suing the prison, and that's why the Attorney General is saying it's her fault. She has no case.
They're basically saying we didn't do anything wrong, and we can't be held responsible because she knew that it was dangerous. Like, no, you guys fucked up colossally on so many levels, and you don't want to take responsibility for that. That's pretty fucked up.
They're going even farther. They are trying to claim that she is an Arizona Department of Corrections employee, I'm quoting now, who routinely worked at the prison complex. By being placed in a classroom at the complex, the officers were not placing plaintiff in any type of situation that she would not normally face. The risk of harm, including assault, always existed at the prison. Plaintiff wants to create an artificial impression that the ADOC officers knew she was in danger, but she did not know. It makes no sense. Of course, plaintiff did appreciate the danger of the situation. As an employee, she could have done something about it. Unquote. That's more offensive to me than the rape.
She
should have fought harder while being stabbed in the head with a pen.
She knew she was in trouble. If she really cared about her own safety, she just wouldn't work. Like, she just wouldn't come in to try and better prisoners' lives and do some good in this fucking world. You know, she just shouldn't do that, because it's dangerous. Like, what the fuck?
They are basically smearing her, saying, you knew you could be raped at any time. You don't have the right to sue.
Like, the idea that they didn't, that this facility isn't responsible for putting her in danger, like they should have known that she was in more danger than she knew she was in, because she didn't know that this radio didn't work. And, like, it's her fault for going to this place in the first place and putting herself in danger when their oversight is what caused this kind of... It didn't cause it to happen, but it could have been responded to before it got worse. You know, like, hey, maybe she would have only gotten stabbed instead of stabbed and raped if they had been fucking doing their jobs.
Or maybe she would have been a little more cautious if she knew that the guards right outside the door couldn't fucking hear her.
Or that there was, I don't know if she knew there was no security camera in there or not, but there, under no circumstances should this have ever happened. And how does a facility decide that they're not responsible for it when it should never have fucking happened in the first place?
You know what else is kind of revolting? New York City. Okay, you know how...
Well, yes, by definition.
Well, we'll be talking a little bit about New York in the next segment, but this one specifically, the NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton is trying to get resisting arrest moved from a misdemeanor to a felony. Now, remember, anything is resisting arrest. You can be charged with resisting arrest in New York simply by telling a cop, "Why are you arresting me? I didn't do anything." They can charge you with resisting arrest, okay? And it's a misdemeanor. They want it up to a felony. Now, if that would happen, the cops in New York would basically have carte blanche. Anyone. They could just come up to you and say, "I'm arresting you." If you said, "I didn't do anything wrong, you're resisting arrest, you are now a felon, and your life is over. Your life is ruined." They want to make it easier for NYPD officers to abuse their authority. Does this not offend you a tad, Kat?
See, I'm very much sympathetic to the police, and I try and be supportive as possible. And then there's the NYPD. And, you know, we sort of have always glorified the NYPD because of television and all these cop shows
Sip
are always shot in New York. And we sort of idolize New York as a city. And you know what? I think maybe I never, ever, ever need to go to New York ever again, because I don't want to, say, just be stepping out with a cup of coffee at the 10 million Starbucks they have across the street from each other and be arrested for no reason and then have my life completely ruined because some cop is having a bad day. Like, the cycles of abuse that we're seeing and the arrogance of the NYPD is just, it's sort of mind-numbing. Like, I can't even think about it without wanting to vomit a little.
Well, and I also want to point out, statistically, in New York City, whenever resisting arrest is tacked on to an arrest, it is almost always the first thing dropped in a plea deal. That's because it's a misdemeanor. If it's a felony, This would just allow the NYPD to clamp down on New York City citizens even harder. In no way should this be a felony. It's a misdemeanor. And now if you hit a cop or something like that, assault on an officer is a different thing. That's not what I'm talking about. Resisting arrest is resisting arrest, not smacking a cop in the face. So I want that pointed out, because a lot of people are like, "You don't have the right to hit a cop. That should be a felony." No, hitting a cop is a felony, and yes, it should be a felony. Resisting arrest should not be.
Yeah, especially when resisting arrest can be anything from actually struggling to just saying, "Hey, why are you arresting me?" And then they can tack it on and, you know, just asking a question becomes a felony. Anybody who thinks that's okay is bonkers.
It even comes down to, now this headline is incredibly misleading. The headline we're reading from says, "Man arrested after trying to pay taxes with $1 bills." That's not what happened. So what happened is, in Wichita Falls, Texas, a man tried to pay $600 worth of property taxes with $1 bills. The tax office says, "We will not take it in $1 bills. You have to pay us in, like, you know, 50s, 100s, or credit." He said, "No, this is legal tender. You will take it." They got into a verbal scuffle, and when he refused to leave the premises, he was arrested for disorderly conduct. My issue, and the reason I'm bringing this up, is what's wrong with paying your property taxes in $1 bills? Are $1 bills no longer legal tender? Just because it's inconvenient for the tax office does not mean they should be able to call the cops and say, "He won't leave."
They were intricately folded $1 bills.
They're still $1 bills. They spend the same.
Not that it makes it okay, but I kind of don't blame them for not wanting to take it, because that's 600 $1 bills they'd have to unfold. But that doesn't mean they get to do what they did. I would do this. I would pay somebody who I thought was ripping me off with ridiculous $1 bills all folded up like a crazy person. I would do it.
Andrew Norris, the guy, he got arrested and got $500 bail. He paid that in $1 bills. Cops took it. You can pay bail in $1 bills, but you can't pay taxes in $1 bills. It's all legal tender. I'm saying this is bullshit on the tax office because legal tender is legal tender.
If I wanted to pay it in Sacagawea quarters, $1 or whatever they have, I want to fucking pay it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay it with whatever legal tender I want.
Yeah, so I think this guy's arrest is bullshit. He shouldn't have gotten into it with the tax people, but I think they bear responsibility as well.
Yeah, but nothing will happen to them.
What if they took him as a child to an Atlanta barber? For our final story for this segment, in Atlanta, Georgia, Master Barber, in his words, Master Barber Russell Frederick, who owns the A1 Cuts, K-U-T-Z, in suburban Atlanta, is giving people the Benjamin Button special. If you have a misbehaving child, you can come in and ask for the Benjamin Button special, and he will give them a Captain Picard haircut to embarrass them to make them better kids for free to help parents discipline their kids. I think this is fantastic, Kat.
I think this is great. It's such a easy way of punishing your kids.
It's unique, too.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. God, just getting a shitty haircut is, no one can say that that's, like, some sort of form of abuse or anything. It's just fucking embarrassing.
His quote, "You want to act grown? Well, now you look grown, too."
Yeah, I think it's great. I don't know what you would do for misbehaving girls, but maybe we don't misbehave as much.
Did you see the photos on the page? These kids look horrified at their new haircuts. I think that kind of shaming is working, because these kids look embarrassed, like, "I'm not going to school like this."
Yeah, you are.
You want to bet? You look like Captain Picard. Make it so, little brat.
Never thought I'd dare to kiss you. Josh, I got to tell you, man, the hour-long heart attack this week for Valentine's Day is insane. We got Alexandria Goddard on, who is the blogger who broke the Steubenville case. We brought Michelle McKee back on. They have been finding out that more and more the oil agencies have been dumping serious poisons into California's aquifers. Black men can be murdered on the streets of Chicago by police for selling cigarettes one cigarette at a time. But if you are an oil company and you poison entire state's drinking water, hey, just business as usual. How you doing, Josh?
I did see something in your area, though, selling packaged dead raccoons at Chinese grocery stores in your area. I mean, blood in the bag. They kill the raccoons, put it in a bag, and put it in the freezer section. That I was reviled when I saw that.
Yeah, they got busted for that. They got those people who did that got busted. I mean, raccoons are considered game animals, but you still have to get it through a, you know, licensed meat dealer. You can't just go kill raccoons in your backyard.
Hart, that can't be sanitary just, I mean, literally, they shoot it in the head and then put it in a bag and put it in the freezer section. There's no way that passes FDA rules.
I know. And hey, speaking of not following the rules, we found that they're calling it the biggest banking leak in history. Apparently, HSBC Bank has been caught helping rich people dodge taxes in their countries. Gee, wasn't that what Swiss banks are known for? But the thing that I'm going to say is, wasn't HSBC the same bank that got caught money laundering for terrorist organizations? This is the big bank in Europe. It's HSBC, I'm pretty sure, was the bank that got busted for money laundering for terrorist organizations. And now we find out not only do they help money launder for terrorists and drug dealers, they help everybody who's got money. Whether you're a crook or a rich person or a corporation or a famous athlete, they'll help you cheat the government. No problem. Gee, I wonder who's going to go to jail on that. Hey, Josh, didn't you want to talk about the smart TVs that are listening to you?
I think it's more of a fuck you TV. Yeah, the new Samsung smart TVs, they are voice operated. You know, TV on, TV turns on. Channel 2, right. It'll turn to channel 2. Or you can even tell it to seek out a show, like find Game of Thrones. You ever read the comic Transmetropolitan?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like what Spider Jerusalem's TV does. How he just yells at it and it does whatever he asked for. He wants to find a program, he just does it. Well, it turns out that they are also, selling your information to third-party dealers. So, like, if you're constantly asking your TV to watch Game of Thrones, then you're an HBO subscriber, you like this kind of thing, well, we're going to direct the ads to this. So it's more personalized advertising. What they're saying is, though, it will pick up things you don't want it to. If you're just having a conversation with your wife, Hart, you and Waka are sitting in front of your new Samsung smart TV, and you're talking about American Horror's business, it's recording all of that and transmitting that data to their third parties.
And folks at home need to be understand that Samsung, the maker of this television, has announced this publicly. They are telling people, they're warning people, literally, that it's voice recognizing smart televisions. They're saying do not discuss sensitive information around their devices because it could be transmitted to a third party. They quote say, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. And what that means is you now, they're telling you, we are putting a bug in your living room, we are bugging you, and you should watch what you say in your fucking living room.
This is Max Headroom come to life. Because remember, in the Max Headroom show, the TVs were two-way, and the networks could watch you watching the program. And it was illegal
it's
to have
really
an off
disgusting.
Switch. We're getting into... I mean, hell, I wouldn't be surprised if Blipverts were next.
Dude, for real, right now, the thing that our audience needs to understand is that we've already caught our government listening in on people. They already have confirmed that, yes, the government can turn on the microphone of your cell phone with it being off and listen to you.
They can turn on your webcam.
Yep, they can turn on your webcam and your microphone on your laptop. If you have any new computer that has any microphone in it, they can turn it on even if your computer is turned off and listen to you. Now, that's not enough. It's not enough to be able to listen to you in your dorm room, your children at college with their fucking computer set up, their smartphones. They're listening. They can listen anytime they want. They can turn these microphones up to 20, 30 times their own sensitivity and hear you in another room, okay? Now, the only reason Samsung is making this announcement is to protect themselves legally. So you can't say, I didn't know I was being bugged. Well, now they're saying, no, you can't sue us because we do know, you do know you're being bugged. That's a big part of this, guys. And we have to stop this. We have to say, no, no. In fact, I don't want a voice recognition TV. I would like them to be able to sell me a TV that doesn't have the microphone in it, because they're doing this with PS4, the Xbox One, anything that uses a voice recognition or a microphone. They can turn it on and listen to you. The military has already discussed how they have been going to PlayStation 3s and they have been breaking them down to do psychological profiles on people based on their gaming habits. Then our guest on Heart Attack this week, Alex, who broke the story about the Steubenville rapists and the cover-up of the adults covering up these football players who raped these young girls, because it's more than one victim involved, told us all about how they're breaking down social media for juries and how they are using psychologists to break down your social media on whether or not they want you on their jury. You think for 1 minute they're not going to take your recorded conversations from your Samsung voice recognition TV and break it down? We have got to do something about this. There are people that go online and say, oh, your privacy's gone, just give up. Well, fuck you. When I'm getting my ass kicked, I don't give up. I fight back. When someone's trying to take the money out of my wallet, I say, fuck you, that's my money, and I fight for it. That's my money. You want to get involved in my bedroom? You want to get involved in my living room? Hey, you're going to record what? My wife blowing me? My girlfriend blowing me? What if you're gay and you're in the closet? Now all of a sudden Samsung has your gay sex recorded, because a lot of people have sex in the living room.
I'm actually a little less worried about what the government would do, because that's what we all suspect anyway. I'm more worried about the fact that this is all done wirelessly. This is easily hackable.
Without a doubt.
This is easy. I mean, it could be some muckraker, some reporter that doesn't have unethical reporter. Could be somebody looking to get blackmail material on you. This is really easy to hack and then use against you later. Not even in a government setting, just in a straight out blackmail setting.
I'm going to tell you something else, Josh. When I go to these big tech conferences, because, you know, since I own a television network that's online, I kind of check into the tech and I see what's happening, because a lot of our listeners and our viewers are on smartphones. So I do go to conferences. I do talk to the technical people, and they're not on smartphones. The head people at Virgin, the guys who are executives, they have fucking flip phones. The dudes that I meet from Samsung, they got fucking flip phones. They don't have these giant smartphones that are so easy to spy on. Josh, I'm taking notes. I'm working on this TV series that I'm developing right now. I'm talking to money people about getting involved. It's a horror series that I'm going to write and direct. I'm doing it all by hand, motherfucker. Ain't nobody spying on my shit. It's written down. I don't like to talk about this thing on the phone either. I don't like to email anything about what's happening with this. I don't talk to people about it. You know, I don't give it away that way. You're seeing it here in Hollywood. Hollywood has been freaking out since that Sony hack. They are freaking out about the emails. Most of the movie people and rock star people I know, they don't have super duper smartphones except for the dummies. Anybody who's serious about their privacy has a stupid fucking flip phone, and they do not even have their voicemail set up, dude. And now we find out that all texting is in a cloud, all your photos are in a cloud. There's no privacy there. Whoever is, if you've got an iPhone and you take pictures of your kid and it goes on the cloud, the next thing you know, you could have a lawyer going, hey, those bathtub photos of your child that you took with your phone that you thought were private, oh, that's child porn. We're coming after you.
If somebody can hack Jennifer Lawrence's phone and get her nude photos, imagine if they would be able to hack your smart TV, get some private information of Jennifer Lawrence maybe making a deal to cheat on her boyfriend or making some private financial deal about her next movie. It would be that simple.
How about the creators of Breaking Bad discussing which character is going to die next? How about the guys on Walking Dead discussing which character is going to go next? How about me? I have this issue right now. You know, Google TV is a competitor of mine. So some of the business people I deal with, a few of them have Gmail. And I'm like, hey, guys, My competition is reading my business mail to you. It's wrong. We got to do something about that.
It's 2015, and all the monsters are watching. They're watching American Horrors. Every Thursday, catch Paranormal Investigations hit Mission Terror, along with short horror films Snake with a Human Tail, Pawn Hearts, Ectoplasm, Second Self, and more. Look for American Horrors in the horror section at filmon.com.
So, Kat, you've seen this week that the measles is back, a disease we had pretty much licked. You know, we vaccinate kids at an early age with a measles vaccine. The disease was almost non-existent. You've heard of these anti-vaxxer idiots. Before we get into the facts of anything, what do you think of anti-vaxxers? Are you for or against vaccinations?
Well, I've pretty much always had to get vaccines because I grew up on military bases. And also, I went to public schools and pretty much I've traveled abroad. And so I've had to have quite a lot of shots over the years. And I'm very much for vaccinations because fuck you, they work. Anti-vaxxers are just sort of a curiosity. Like, how can anyone actually be that stupid?
I don't think they're a curiosity anymore. I think they're dangerous. Okay.
Well, no shit.
The anti-vaxxer movement, It started before her, but really kicked into gear with that idiot, fucking brain-dead, bleach-blonde moron, Jenny McCarthy, who her child had autism. She said it was because she got him vaccinated for, you know, all mumps, rubella, measles, etc., that it was that caused it. This all stems from a mid-90s report in The Lancet, which was used to be a very respected medical journal out of England. Andrew Wakefield wrote an article about how vaccinations might be the cause of the rise in autism among today's youth. Now, I want to point out, Andrew Wakefield has not only been completely discredited, he's lost his medical license when it turned out that this paper that he wrote in The Lancet, he made up. He never actually had any facts in it, and he admits he made it up. This is still the paper the anti-vaxxers use as scientific proof that vaccines cause autism. That's wearing idiotic blinders. The reason this really, really kicked off is you've got more and more idiotic doctors, Kat, that are saying vaccines are bad. You have an Arizona cardiologist named Dr. Jack Wolfson. And I don't think he should be a goddamn doctor after this. On CNN last week, I'm quoting, "I'm not going to sacrifice the well-being of my child. My child is pure. It's not my responsibility to be protecting their child. I could live with myself easily. It's an unfortunate thing that people die, but people die. And I'm not going to put my child at risk to save another child." The interviewer asked him about, there's a kid in his kid's school who has leukemia. "Wolfson's idiotic son gets measles and brings it to the school. It will most likely kill this boy with leukemia." Wolfson's quote, "As far as I'm concerned, it's very likely that his leukemia was caused from the vaccinations in the first place."
Oh, how can a doctor actually say that? How can a human being
say
that?
This man's been practicing medicine for 20 years, Kat.
That's insane. I don't know how he's been practicing medicine and doesn't understand where leukemia comes from.
Is it that he's been so indoctrinated by people like Jenny McCarthy? Or is it just he's an idiot?
Because, he's a fucking idiot.
Because he made one of those quotes I want to go back to. "My child is pure." Jenny McCarthy makes that same statement. When it was brought up to her back in the 90s or whatever it was on like Oprah or something, she was asked, "But the science says," she goes, "I don't need science." Her son is named Ethan. "Ethan is my science."
Well, I'm glad Ethan has a doctorate at the age of whatever, because it's so great that your child knows everything for its own health benefit and the health benefit of others, which apparently we just don't care about if you're an anti-vaxxer. Because I think we all know there's this thing called herd immunity. If everybody gets an anti-vaccination, then nobody gets sick. Everybody gets a flu shot. Nobody should be able to get the flu. Basically,
there are diseases that we had almost wiped out, not just measles, but whooping cough, among others, that are now coming back with such force because of these morons that there is actually speculation that polio might actually be able to make a comeback. Fucking polio, because of these idiots, because what they believe is that the disease causes autism. Let's leave out Wakeman's study and, you know, the fact that it's been discredited for a moment. That what their argument is that, well, all kids get vaccinations and there's a rise in autism, so those two things have to be connected. No, they don't. I could say that I have a magical stone in my house that prevents tiger attacks. Hasn't been a tiger attack. Those two things have to be connected, right, Kat?
I really hope you do have a stone in your house that prevents tiger attacks.
I could claim I do. I haven't been attacked by a tiger.
It must be working.
Yes. But do you see how there is no actual equivalency? The studies, actual studies, have found that, yes, the kids who get vaccinated do also get autism. The odds are they would have had autism anyway, because even kids that are not vaccinated are still coming down with autism. So now the anti-autism movement, in continuing to wear their blinders, Kat, is saying, well, that's because I, as the parent, I had to get vaccinated, so I passed the autism vaccination onto my kid, that we need to just get rid of this, and in a couple of generations, we can wipe out autism. The stupidity burns.
It's so horrifying to think that they would rather have dead children than autistic children.
The numbers skew like this. 20 out of every 1,000 children will get autism. As cold as this is about to sound, if you can protect those 1,000 kids from getting a life-threatening disease that would kill over half of them, 20 of them getting autism is worth it. As cold-hearted as that is, I stand by that.
No kidding, especially because there is no correlation. Autism is not a fucking death sentence like not vaccinating is. If you don't vaccinate, you are going to get sick. Other people are going to get sick because of you, and X number of those people are going to die. Like, measles can kill. It will kill. It might not kill you. It might not kill your friends, but it will kill somebody, and that will have been a completely 100% preventable death.
Do you want some interesting stats here? I've got the stats from the CDC, okay? From the Centers for Disease Control.
This is what they do.
Yes, and they are completely unbiased. As these anti-vaxxers have started to wage their publicity war, outbreaks of measles have gone up and up and up. In 2001, there were 100 cases. In 2003, there were 85. In 2008, there were almost 200. In 2011, there were 222. In 2013, there were 200. In 2014, there were 660. In 2015, less than a month into 2015, there have already been 102 cases. Because of anti-vaxxers, this disease is running rampant. And they're saying, better than my kid getting autism.
It's just so insane. I would say the logic that drives these people is insane, but there is no logic driving these people. This is just complete and utter paranoia and fear that their child will be impure because you're putting something into their body, and that somehow this thing in any of its possible byproducts is worse than autism. Autism is better than death. I've never been autistic and I've never been dead, but I'm pretty sure I'd rather be autistic than dead.
Do you know where you can trace the most anti-vaxxers to?
California.
Not just that. Go to a map and look for a Whole Foods. Draw a circle for 20 miles in any direction. That's where most of the anti-vaxxers are going to be.
It's this whole, my body is a fucking sacred temple and everything I put in it to must be natural and pure. And if everything that we put into our bodies was natural and pure, we would still be dying of polio.
Well, get this. They're going so far as they have launched a coloring book for children called Measles is Marvelous. People, I'm not making this up. Kat, you've seen this.
I wish this were the onion.
Okay. Ugh. It's all about how getting measles is a great thing for your kid. It's something you should look forward to getting, and how it is preventable by natural remedies such as drinking melon juice and lemon juice. By the way, neither of those prevent measles.
It also blames measles on people who have been vaccinated, and there's pretty much nothing factual about it at all. It's just pure propaganda for children, which is so crazy because they don't understand any of this stuff. And trying to indoctrinate children into this is absurd. Children had their way, they'd just eat chocolate all day. That's about how much a child knows about their own health and stuff. This is so frustrating.
There's also the fact that now measles has been on the rise because of these anti-vaxxers, but it was still relatively underground. You know, the odds of you getting measles were still insanely low. Kenneth Copeland's Texas megachurch is one of the big anti-vaxxers. They're saying it's against God because it's unnatural. If God wants you to get measles, you're getting measles. Well, the megachurch has had a whole bunch of measles outbreaks in their church. So now all of a sudden they're backtracking and saying, can I have a vaccine, please? Because it was, there was this safe zone, Kat. When measles were not something you could, there was a chance you were going to get, it was okay to say, no vaccination. But then when it's breaking out down your street, fucking stick me, man!
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my god. And then their kids are just taking it all over the place, and it's coming out in schools, and it's breaking out all over fucking Disneyland.
Not just that, but let's go back to Dr. Jack Wolfson for a minute. His thing about, I don't care if your kid gets sick, I'm not going to risk my child being autistic to save your kid. Isn't that some cold-hearted, Ayn Rand, only look out for number one kind of bullshit that I have always said is one of the big problems with the human race?
It is. It's very bizarre to think about because it's such a cold, absolute lack of empathy when you can be addressed with, look, my child has a horrific disease and I can't vaccinate my kid. And because your kid isn't vaccinated, now my kid could die. Most people, when they're face to face with somebody, are not going to be that callous, but to just be that callous is like, that's pretty fucked up. That's like sociopathy right there. Or psychopathy, either one. No, that guy, it's just this whole like, my body is a temple and everything must be pure and I'm more important than you and my child is more important than your dying child who's already horrifically diseased with leukemia.
Even though we've already proved that the study you're basing this on is bullshit.
Right. It's a devotion to ignorance that is just beyond insane. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous speed. It's absolutely mad.
You want to talk about absolutely mad? Now, I knew this was going to be coming. I didn't think it would happen this quick.
Speaking of which, AdamandEve.com.
Ha! Yeah, there we go. Use the promo code RUN. But no, the Republicans have... Obama came out and said everyone should get a measles vaccine. You knew Fox News and the Republicans were going to look at that as now they are anti-vaxxers, that it should be your choice. No one should force you to get a vaccine. You knew the Republicans were not going to let Obama have this one, huh?
Now, and this is crazy because in all honesty, it's the super liberal hippie types.
That are the most anti-vaxxers, yes.
Right, right. They're like the super... have to have a kale cleanse and shop at Whole Foods and buy organic, super, super liberal types who are the most likely not to get vaccinations. But because Obama said something about everybody should get vaccinated, naturally Fox News has to take the complete opposite of whatever he just said, no matter how much sense it makes. So Obama should just tell everybody, don't get vaccinated. And all the Republicans would go out there and get all their shit together and everybody would get vaccinated.
Do you want to know another reason everyone should get vaccinated? Mutations. Let's go back to New York City. Well, New York City, oh my God. The Pathomap Project, which sampled turnstiles, benches, and keypads at 466 New York City subway stations, found over half of the things that they found are bacteria and they're alive, and they match nothing in the scientific database. I'm quoting here. Half of the DNA on New York City subways matches no known organism. Does that scare you just a little bit, Kat?
Well, again, I'm never going to New York again, so only a little bit. Not as much as it could if I had, say, ever desired to go to New York. But it's a little frightening. It's honestly not that surprising because the more you know about like microbiology and bacteria, like your body is just full of it, and it's better not to think about.
I still say half of all... organisms that they tested don't match anything we know is a shockingly high number.
I don't know. I don't really find it that surprising. Is it scary to think about? Oh, yeah. Is it surprising to me? Not really.
There's a horror movie built in this, Kat.
First off, if you just went to New York and said, look at all these people, half of these organisms are not known to science, I would believe you.
I could believe you in Georgia, too, or Alabama.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like, just the way bacteria works is just... it doesn't really surprise me at all.
But shouldn't this at least make New York City people think, you know what, I might want to be vaccinated against every fucking thing we know about because there's new shit coming that they don't know about yet. Isn't this a reason to get vaccinated? It's also scary that I wonder if this is like a New York isolated thing. Okay, I'm picturing the Blob, the 1988 version of the Blob on the New York City subway.
The way I look at things, because I, in my day-to-day life, do things that I think, man, that's probably pretty unsanitary. And one of the things that I do the most is I put my pencil between my teeth while I'm, like, doing something at work. And then I think about all the places that pencil has been, and I kind of shrug and go, hasn't killed me yet. And the fact that I don't get sick, I don't get sick, like, at all from work, even though, like, I'll not wash my hands before I eat my lunch or I put my dirty pencil in my mouth, and I'm just sort of like... I'm probably building up an immunity at this point.
Well, do you want to know how fucked up this DNA test was?
Okay, shoot.
They found the most prevalent piece of DNA or bacterial that they found was cucumber.
Cucumber.
They also found matches to Tasmanian devils, Himalayan yak, and Mediterranean fruit flies.
Wow, what are the people of New York putting in their perfume?
What are they importing?
Or what? Like cucumber, I could see because like you can use it in cosmetics and stuff. And then the Tasmanian devil sort of throws me off.
Maybe somebody stepped in Tasmanian devil poop when they were in Australia, and then they're wearing the same boots when they come back to New York, and it transfers to the subway. That's the only way, because I don't think there's a big Tasmanian devil outbreak in New York City, which would be kind of funny because I'm picturing the Looney Tunes version. What for you bury me in the cold, cold subway?
I could understand if it were something, again, like cucumber, where it's like fairly innocuous and it's used
in
other it's used in other products. Like it's the basis for like some cosmetics or something, but yak?
Himalayan yak, specifically.
Very specifically, Himalayan yak.
And then I just want to say this about the anti-vaxxers. If my kid can't bring anything peanut related to school because 1 out of 1,000 kids is allergic to it, your kid doesn't get to go to school without his vaccinations. Fuck you. If the anti-vaxxers want to track you down, Kat, where can they do so?
They cannot track me down. I don't want them to find me and cough near me or something. I don't know. But anybody else, if you've got your vaccinations, you can find me over on the social medias, Twitter @LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And then you can also find me on my other show, Thespian Talk, over on rtgomer.com. And my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, over on Channel Awesome and This Week in Geek.
And you, if you guys want to send me anything, I'm sure the anti-vaxxers will start coughing in packages and sending them to me or something.
Coughed in an envelope!
You can send it to me at 1201beyond@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, 1201beyond.com, buy a t-shirt, click on some links, use the Adam and Eve links to buy something to stick up your butt, and I'm sure if you're not vaccinated, there'll be some sort of a cross-contamination there, too. So all I'm saying is anti-vaxxers are fucking morons, and I think anti-vaxxers have autism. The fact that they're anti-vaxxers proves it. I mean, hell, it's the same correlation that they use, right?
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.